The first step is the hardest. The first step is the hardest. If we're going to move in any direction in our life, the first step is the hardest because it is one that perhaps we're not familiar with. And steps that we're not familiar with are more difficult to take than steps that we're familiar with. What steps are you familiar with in your life? What steps are you familiar with in your world? What steps are you familiar with for yourself? Are you familiar with stepping out and saying, "What a wonderful day it is"? Are you familiar with stepping out and saying, "The world is in divine order and peace reigns everywhere"? Is your first step to say, "This is a grand and glorious universe, a universe that is more wonderful, more fabulous, more amazing than ever before"? Is this what you can say? Is this what you can believe? Is this what you can know for yourself as your first step? Little children crawl and attempt to step. They grab onto things to hold themselves upright, and they will walk as studiously and diligently as they can. Sometimes they fall over, and most children fall several times before they learn how to stand up and walk. Being upright is a little unusual. We don't come by it naturally. We come by it desirably. We come by it because we see other people doing it, and we say, "Hey, that looks like fun. That looks great. I want to do that. I want to do it that way." And throughout our life, we're like little children, looking at things that make us feel very content and happy, make us feel, "Hey, I'd like to do that. I'd like to take the first step. I'd like to run. I'd like to ride a bicycle. I'd like to do all the things that are fun to do. I'd like to do them. How do I do them?" Well, you take the first step. And that first step does not always lead to success, because sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we trip. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we don't even move at all. And it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is that we take the first step. We have the vision in our mind that we are walking. We have the vision in our mind that we are talking, that we are sharing with others. Oh, everyone doesn't pick up a baseball and immediately become a baseball star. Some take it, and their fathers help them throw the ball, show them how. And many times the fathers don't even know how to throw the ball. And the mother certainly doesn't know how to throw the ball naturally, because the mother likes to throw overhand, and she likes to throw just so that it gets across. But there's an art. There's a wonderful art to throwing the ball. And that art to throwing the ball is something that everyone can learn. It's not difficult. It takes a little training, maybe a little help from someone else on how to do it. Or if we watch how other people throw the ball and how they do it with great skill and great depth and great power and great direction, we think to ourselves, "Hey, that's a good idea. I'd like to be able to do that." And so we practice it. Our first pitch, our first throw of the ball may look very silly and may not get anywhere. It may be a grounder. But after we try it a few times, after we watch how someone else does it, who does it very nicely, and we use them as our example, we take that first step and try it ourselves. We usually try it when some other people are around and they say, "Oh, you don't know how to throw a ball. You're an old lady. You can't throw the ball very well." And that doesn't bother us. We know we can't throw the ball well. That's why we're practicing. And so we keep on practicing. We keep on taking that first step in throwing the ball with accuracy, throwing the ball with joy, throwing it when all of our muscles feel good in throwing that ball, all of our muscles. And they feel so good because we're doing it sort of right. And when we really do it right, when we really throw that ball right, then we feel good throughout our entire body. We feel good in our mind, and we feel good to show off in front of other people. "Hey, let me play the game with you. Oh, you can't throw the ball. Watch." And so you throw a few balls, you pitch, and you show the person, you show the other members of the team, yes, you can do it. And they say, hey, you're good. How'd you get to be so good? Practice. You don't say that you spent hours watching other people. You spent hours saying, I can throw the ball. I'm good at throwing the ball. I'm good at being a pitcher. But you did that. You chose to take your first steps, sometimes quietly by yourself, sometimes with others who are helping you. But your first step always leads to success. Your first step always leads to the ability to do it far beyond what you had before you took the first step. Or did you always have the ability to do that? Did you always have the ability to take that first step? You just didn't do it. You didn't practice it. When you have brothers and sisters, they usually are encouraging you to take the first step. They encourage you to walk alone so that they don't have to push you in the baby buggy. They don't have to pull you in the coaster, because then you can run faster than they can. You can jump higher than they can. You can leap, and you can have more fun than they can. And if you fall down and scratch yourself, you don't dare say, ouch. You say, oops, I'm up again. Because you don't want people to think that you're not able to jump, that you fall all the time. That's not what you want people to know. That's not your first step. As far as you're concerned, your first step is successful, brilliant. Your first step is guided by an inner wisdom. Your first step knows what to do, and you do it well. And as you believe that all your life, every day of your life will be a first step in some beautiful way, and you'll be successful at it. You'll be a genius at it. You'll be wonderful at it. You'll do it in such a way that you'll be so proud of yourself. You'll be so proud of everything you do, and everything you do will be fun. Everything you do will be a joy. Everything you do will be a success. And every ball you pitch will be a ball that others will love to catch, because it's in their range. And it's in their range for them to catch it. And being in their range to catch it, they do it beautifully. They do it wonderfully. They do it gloriously. They do it all the time. And that's what it's all about. That's just what it's all about, and that's only what it's all about. You and I are great pitchers. You and I are great walkers. You and I are great in every single way of our life. And we are great because we know it. We love it. We enjoy it. And we find that that's our true nature. Our true nature is being who we are and loving who we are, knowing who we are, and having all the fun in the world being who we are. And forever and ever we say, I like it, I like it, I like it. Oh, I like being me. I like walking. I like running. I like jumping. I like doing all the things that make me happy. And when I like doing all the things that make me happy, then I am the happiest person you could ever imagine. I take my first step all the time in everything that I do. And I'm guided by my friends. I'm guided by my parents. I'm guided by my loved ones. And I'm guided by my own inner wisdom, because I always knew how to throw that ball. I just had to pay attention to how others did it so I could throw it like they do and have the fun that they seem to be having. That's what it's all about. Being myself and having fun. Walking the path, and on walking that path, doing so in the most joyous, fantastic, glorious way. Can you do that? I think you can. I think you can, and I think you do that. Because that's your nature. That's who you are. That's what you are. And that's why you are. On taking my first step, wonderful things happen. And that's the first step's the hardest, because it's a step away from the comfort zone that we were in. But we have a new comfort zone when we take that first step. and we feel very good about ourselves. Have a good day, taking many first steps, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.